King Joseph withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said to the prophet, he or Jesus would be called a Nazarene.
今天的经文是马太福音第二章十三到二十三节。刚刚念的经文是在二十二节那里，到二十三节，讲到听到亚基亚先生他父亲私欲做犹太王，就怕往哪里去，又在梦中被主指示往加利去那里去了。到了那里，那个城叫拿撒勒，就在那里应验了先知所说的。称他为拿撒勒人的话。
Now, Simon prophesied that follow Jesus and your dreams will be fulfilled.
今天早上我们的主题是讲到，如果你跟从耶稣的时候，你的梦就会得到实现。
Theme number one, God instructs us. Theme number two.God assures us.
第一个主题是讲到主指示我们，这是第一个主题。第二个主题是讲到主会向我们有保证。
Do you have dreams for 2020 that need to be fulfilled?
在2020年，就是这个新年，你有没有什么新的愿望？有没有什么新的梦呢？
The year 2020.Is so important to me because it's a double 2020. That means expectancy can be fulfilled.
2020年对我来说是很重要，因为是两个2020，意思是代表了你心里所想的，你有的愿望或者你的梦想都可以得到实现。
The key word in the book of Matthew is the word fulfilled.
在马太福音这个经文里面，很主要一个字就是讲到实现。
It is mentioned 9 times in the book of Matthew and not once in other gospels.
在这个马太福音里面提到这个实现这个字有9次，但是呢，在其他的那个圣经里面没有讲到这个字，没有提到这个字。
Matthew presents Jesus as the Israel, as the Israel promised Messiah, king and royal descendant of David.
马太福音他讲到耶稣怎么从这个王室，就是大卫他的后代，就来到这个世界上做弥赛亚。
This is one of the most important reasons why the book of Matthew was in the first of the New Testament.
因为马太福音他讲到耶稣的降临，所以呢就是在他新约摆在第一本的圣经，在新约的第一本的书。
Matthew is saying Jesus fulfills the Old Testament prophecies.
马太福音在这里讲到耶稣来了，就实现了以前这个这些先知所预言的。
Matthew wrote about the birth of Jesus in chapter 1. And we always read through the story of Jesus' birth and stop after the visit of the wise men.
马太他描写到耶稣的出生，然后呢讲到这个三博士怎么来敬拜耶稣，然后很多时候我们看这个故事，看到这里我们就停了，我们不再继续的去看下去。
But we forget there's a lot more to the story if we keep on reading.
其实如果我们继续念的时候，我们会看到很多很多有的很好的故事。
Matthew chapter 2 tells us how Jesus was miraculously saved from the people that wanted to kill him.
在马太福音第二章那里讲到耶稣怎么样逃了这个要杀他的人。
The story of the escape to Egypt and the safe arrival in Nazareth, which was prophesied by prophets over 700 years earlier.
其实耶稣他怎么逃 逃避了这个啊被埃及的啊追杀，然后来到这个拿撒勒这个地方。其实这个预言已经在700年前已经预言下来了。
And was now fulfilled when Jesus arrived safely in Nazareth. Jesus will be called a Nazarene.
当耶稣很平安的来到拿撒勒这个地方的时候，这个圣经的预言已经完成了，700年前的预言已经完成了。
God instructed Joseph through dreams.
主就对着约瑟，主在约瑟的梦中显现。
Four times the word dream was mentioned in chapter 1 and 2.
在这个马太福音一跟第二章提到这个梦这个字有四次。
The voice of God through the dream told Joseph and that Mary's child would be the Messiah and to name him Jesus.
在梦中里面，神就对约瑟说，叫这个小孩子叫耶稣。
The other time, the dream told Joseph how to protect the child's life.
然后呢，另外一个在梦里面，主也是对约瑟说怎么样要逃离这个埃及来保护这个小孩。
The dream instructed the wise men of where to find Jesus.
然后神又借着这个梦对这个三博士帮助他们找到这个小孩的地方。
And they found Mary, Joseph, and Jesus in the house at Bethlehem.
让他们就这样子，这三博士就在伯利恒那边找到这耶稣，出生的小孩。
And Jesus was about 2 years old.
那时候耶稣大概是两岁。
After the wise men left, the angel appeared in a dream to Joseph, verse 13.
当这些三博士走了之后，神又在梦里面对约瑟显现。
To take Mary and Jesus and escape to Egypt because Herod was looking for Jesus to be killed.
叫约瑟带着他的太太玛利亚跟这个耶稣离开了这个埃及，要逃走，因为希律王要杀他们。
Herod was killing many young boys, 2 years old and under, to make sure that Jesus was killed.
希律王他把所有男孩两岁以下的男孩都要杀了。因为他不想耶稣拿了他的王位。
But Joseph always obeyed and followed the dream.
因为约瑟常常都跟从主神对他的指示。
The dream gave Joseph instruction of why he's going to Egypt, what to do, when to go, and where to go.
神借着这个梦就带领了约瑟去到埃及，然后从埃及逃走出来。
All of us have dreams, but not all our dreams come from God.
我们很多时候都有这个梦，但是不是每一个梦都是从上帝而来的。
Joseph's dream also prepared Mary and Joseph for spiritual battle.
其实，这个约瑟他的梦就是一个圣灵上的这个征战。
Joseph and Mary were facing the spiritual battle right from the start of Jesus' birth.
约瑟跟玛利亚他们是这次面对了这个圣灵的挑战，一个征战，从耶稣出生的时候。
But praise God, they were not alone.
但是感谢神，他们不是自己在征战。
There is a spiritual battle in the world today.
今天在这个世界上也有这个属灵的战争。
You know, when we are in God's plan, you become a part of spiritual warfare. So do not take lightly your times of prayer and studying His word.
所以呢，当你是在跟从耶稣，是在神的他的计划里面呢，你就是属于这个属灵的战争的一部分，所以呢，我们要真的要不要轻看我们祷告读经的时间。
God instructs us in His Word When we study God's word, we hear His instruction for our life clearly.
因为当我们祷告念圣经的时候，神正借着这个时间来指示我们。
The word of God, the Bible, contains God's instruction for our lives, and if we obey and follow this instruction, we can fulfill His plans for our lives.
神已经把祂的旨意放在这个圣经里面，当我们念祂的话的时候，跟祂祷告的时候，祂就在指示，更清楚地指示我们的生命的道路。
Divine guidance comes only to people who have prepared hearts.
当我们的心愿意的时候，神才会给我们这些的指示。
We see Joseph remain receptive to God's guidance.
我们看到，约瑟是常常的准备他的心来听从跟随神的指示。
Remember Daniel, a man who interpreted dreams?
你记得Daniel这个拉尼在旧约的时候，他会可以讲他的，跟人在解释这个梦。
Daniel believed that the king Nebuchadnezzar's dream was an instruction from God for him, the king.
当你知道这个王这个梦是神对他的指示。
No wise man of Babylon could interpret these dreams, only Daniel.
当时这个王有这些奇怪的梦，没有一个当时候巴比伦的智慧者可以解释这些梦，只有丹尼里可以解释。
God instructed Daniel about the interpretation and the meaning of the dreams, and the dreams were fulfilled. Then Daniel was exalted.
当尼里因为他是跟从神的人，神就给他的这个智慧来解释这些梦。后来这些梦已经全部都实现了，他就被告举。
Theme number two, God assures us. God assures us in dreams.
第二个主题是讲到神保证我们，神保证我们借着他在梦里面对我们的指示。
When God assures us, He is saying, "Do not doubt me. Just follow my voice."
当神保证我们，意思就是说，叫我们不要怀疑，要相信。
God assured Joseph in his dream. The angel appeared again to Joseph, saying that Herod was dead and that Joseph had to take Mary and Jesus to Israel.
当主又借着这个梦对约瑟说，这个希律王已经死了，你们可以起来离开这个埃及，回去以色列。
But when Joseph heard that the cruel son of Herod, Archelaus, replaced his father, Joseph was afraid to go to Judea.
但是当约瑟听到这个王的儿子也是很残忍的，他就很怕回去犹太。
And God reassured him not to be afraid.
但是神对他说不要惧怕。
It was revealed to him again in the dream.
然后在梦里面再次的跟他显现。
Many of us, even though we read the Bible, but we doubt God, we are afraid when we are faced with opposition and difficulties. We struggle with what to do.
很多时候我们会怀疑神，我们会担心，当我们遇到很多的事情有困难、有战争的时候，我们心里就很害怕，我们会对神有这个怀疑的心。
But God promised us in His Word that He will never forsake us. God is always faithful.
但是神允许我们，祂永远不会丢弃我们，永远不会丢弃我们，而且祂是永远的。
Joseph, obedience to the dream brings safety to God's beloved Son Jesus to the place of fulfillment.
因为约瑟他愿意听从神，所以呢，他也把这个小孩耶稣好好的可以得到这个安，把他带到一个安全的地方，所以呢，这个。 这个预言已经现实了。
God assures us of His love. God the Father loves us as He loved His Son Jesus.
神保证我们，他爱我们，好像他爱他的儿子耶稣一样。
And He wants to share His love with us.
然后他很想把他的爱跟我们分享。
You can rest today in the love of God and His promise that you need not to be afraid.
今天你可以在神的爱里面得到这个休息，得到安息，而且不要害怕。
There are many promises in the Bible that assures us that God will always be with us.
在圣经里面，神给我们很多的应许，每一个应许都跟我们说，我们可以，他爱我们，我们可以在他的怀里可以得到这个安息保证。
Remember Joseph, Jacob and Rachel's son? He had a weird dream that his brother will bow down to him.
你们记不记得旧约的圣经啊？约瑟他约瑟他的哥哥们都想把他杀了。
Joseph definitely believed in his dream and he told his family about it.
但是约瑟他有一个梦，他把这个梦跟他的哥哥都分享。
Despite the difficulties he went through from his teenager, he never complained. He knew God is guiding him to fulfillment of his dream. And later, his dream came true.
我们知道约瑟他经过很多的困难，他被他的哥哥都卖了去做奴隶，但是他从来没有埋怨，他从来没有埋怨的神。后来他的梦已经得到了实现了。
He became second in charge next to King Pharaoh in Egypt.
在埃及里面，他成为法老王的第二个负责人。
Our topic today says a lot of people say follow your dream, but I say follow Jesus and your dreams will catch up.
很多人说你要跟着你的梦想去实现，我是跟你说你要跟随耶稣。你的梦就可以得到实现。
See, the Bible says, if you delight in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart.
在圣经里面讲到，如果我们当耶和华为乐的时候，他就把我们心里所求所想的赐给我们。
Just want to give you a small testimony of my dream.
我想跟大家分享一个我自己的见证。
I knew there were God's instruction to my dad about the vision that included me.
我知道神给我父亲我的爸爸有一个梦，然后这个梦包括我在哪里。
My dad died in 1972 and I was very angry at God in taking him away from us.
在1972年我父亲去世了，当时候我对神很愤怒。为什么神把我的父亲拿走了？
I was only 13, but in 1999, I saw my dad in a dream.
当时我只是13岁，但是在1999年的时候，我做了一个梦，我看到在梦里面我爸爸我的父亲出现了。
He spoke to me, he said, Esetta, in 2 more years, you will know the reason why you are alive.
我父亲在梦里面跟我说，在2年之后，你就知道，你就会知道你为什么活着在这个世界上。
I woke up and felt this dream was very strange, but it was very real. It was so different from all my dreams. It was a dream from God.
我起来的时候，我觉得很奇怪，因为这个梦是好像很真的，跟其他所有。我所有的梦很不一样。
I asked many people at my church of Salvation Army, but no one could interpret my dream.
当时我把这个梦跟教会的弟兄姊妹然后这个讲好，跟他们分享，但是没有人可以跟我解释了这个梦。
I was 42 years old and studying at the Bible College of New Zealand.The exact 2 years that was said in the dream, the Dean of Studies of the Bible College of New Zealand asked me to teach the Bible in Samoan. This is 19 years ago.
这是19年之前的事啊。 我那时候是42岁，然后呢，当时候我是在纽西兰的圣经的圣经读这个圣经神学，然后呢两年之后，这个演讲叫我叫这个圣经是用Samuel这个语言去教。
I accepted the offer, even though I did not know any better. I just followed my dream and continued to obey God's word.
那时候他们这个演讲叫我去教圣经的时候，我也不晓得怎么教，但是我接受了这个责任，知道神会帮助我。
Today, over 400 students have been learning from our Bible college, and I feel that I am walking towards fulfilling the purpose that why I am alive. It is a humbling experience.
这是十几年前的事，我接受了神给我这个挑战，跟着的这个梦里面的指示去做。然后十九年之后，我知道我真的把这个神的梦给我的梦已经显现了，因为经过这么多的时间，有超过400个学生在我们神学院毕业。
Praise be our God, He can fulfill your God-given dream, the reason why you are alive if you let Him.
我们真的要感谢神，因为我们知道。如果我们跟从他的指示的时候，我们心里所求所想的，我们的梦，神会帮助我们把这个梦呈现。
What is an application for us today?
那我们怎么样应用呢？在今天的生活里面。
We see dreams for instruction from God to us, and through dream God assure of His love, and not to be afraid of anything. How can we put this into practice?
我们知道神他有他的计划，很多时候他是借着他的梦，这个梦给我们有指示。我们知道我们不用害怕，那么可是我们怎么样把这个实现出来呢？
There's three important words I want you to remember.
这有三个很重要的步骤，三个很重要的字，我想跟大家分享。
These are very powerful words.
这些字是很有力量的。
Can you see this word?
Believe
is a powerful word.
Believe 就是相信，这个很重要的，很有带着很大的力量的事。
Well, turn to the person next to you on your right and say, Do you really believe in the true God?
你跟你旁边右手边的人，你真的相信神的能力吗？
Ask God.
Do you believe
in the true God? Do you believe in the true God?
Do you believe in the true
God?
That's the first word you have to remember. You know what? Keep on believing. We need to believe God is the true God. No matter what, don't doubt, but believe.
这个相信是很重要。无论我们遇到什么的困难，我们要知道相信这个真神，只有一位真神。
Trust Him, He is working behind the scene of your dream.
相信他，他其实是对你所求所想的，他已经在工作了，在背后的工作。
When you believe something, remember you keep on talking about it, you talk often about it.
当你相信一件事的时候，你会常常的会提着这个事。
So how do you do? Keep on talking about. Get up in the morning and say, I believe in the true God. I believe you're great. I believe your goodness. I believe you're gracious. I believe in my Lord. Get up in the morning and say that.
那我们怎么说？很多时候我们相信一样事情的，我们会讲。那我提议大家早上起来的时候就说，我相信神，我相信他的大能，我相信他的恩赐，我相信他给对我的爱。
The second powerful word is no. This word here.
第二个很重要的字就是知道或者认识。
No. Turn to the person on your left and say, know the voice of God.
跟你旁边左边的人说，认识神的声音。
知道什么声音，
认
识什么声音。
And how do you know the voice of God? Our thoughts lie, you know, in our mind, our thoughts lie, but the word of God does not lie.
你知道，那你怎么可以认识神的声音呢？你知道吗？你的很多时候，你的思想啊，很多时候不是给你一个真正的这个这个真理。但是神的话就是他给我们的真理。
So if you want to put this book here, the truth and the only truth, please read and study. If you have no interest in reading this book, why don't you start with reading things like Psalm 139, because it talks about how you were formed.
很多时候我们神给我们的真理已经在这本圣经里面了，清清楚楚地告诉我们。但是很多时候我们不想念圣经，为什么？因为很多时候我们觉得我们的头脑充满了其他的事情的时候，我提议你们念这个诗篇139篇，因为在这个诗篇139篇那边讲到我神是怎么样做我们出来的。
Or read the book of Proverbs, it gives you wisdom if you want to be wise.
如果你要得到很多的智慧的时候，你可以念箴言，那里我们真的可以学到很多很多的智慧。
The number three word is a hard one. This is the word act.
第三个重要的字就是这个 act 是行动。
Act on God's word. Sometimes all of us find it hard. But remember, the Holy Spirit convicts our heart to do something.Then go and do it.
第三个就是最难的，就是要遵守神给我们的指示去进行去行动。很多时候我们是不愿意去做，但是我们知道神指示我们要去遵行。
So don't wait if the Holy Spirit convicts you. If He say go forgive someone or go to help someone, go encourage someone, please do it.
所以不要等。当圣灵跟你们说你要去做，你要去原谅某一个人，你要去帮助某一个人，你要去去帮助鼓励某一个人，去要去做。
The good news is you're not doing it alone. That's what the word of the Holy Spirit. He holds your hand and do it together to make it easier.
最好的就是你不是一个人去做，是神。他借着他的圣灵去帮助你去做。
So remember, keep on believing. Remember and know the voice of God by reading the word of God. Act the word of God when the Holy Spirit convicts you.
我想大家今天记着要三个很重要的事，就是第一。我们不断地去相信神，知道神只有一位真神。第二，我们要认识他的圣意，我们要念圣经，认识他的指示。第三，跟着他的指示去行动出来。
Last but not least, God has planned for our lives, and that is why we are alive.
其实，神给我们每一个人都有一个伟大的一个计划。所以我们神把我们放在这个地球上的来生活，因为他有他的旨意对我们。
Did you know that any headstone at the graveyard has only two important dates?
你知道在当一个人去世的时候，在他的这个headstone 就是他的墓碑里面，上面只有两个重要的的这个日子，对不对？第一就是
the only two dates, the year of birth and the year of death, and between there is a small little line, small dash in between those dates.
在墓碑里面有两个很重要的这个日子，第一就是这个人的出生的日子，第二就是他去世的那个日子，那中间就是一画，这一画。
You know, our life, our whole life is reduced to that small dash.
那我们整个生命，我们的生活，我们的生命怎么样啊活出来？只是就是在这个一小块里面。
What you gonna do? What you going to do with your dash?
那这个小块里面啊，你会做些什么的事呢？这个小块里面就是代表了什么呢？
Well, here's the answer. Fulfilling of God's plan in our lives is one of the most important things to Jesus.
答案在这里，就是在这个小这个话里面，你是要把神对你的这个计划，他对你的指示，实现出来。
So this year 2020, follow Jesus closer.
在这一年2020年，我鼓励大家要跟从耶稣，更近的跟从他。
And see how God fulfilled His plans for you.
看看神如何在你的身上把他的计划显现出来。
God instructs us and He assures us of His love.
神指示我们，而且他保证我们他对我们的爱。
Jesus performed God's love for us on the cross, and the Holy Spirit.You know, He's working day and night inside you and me.
神爱我们，甚至把耶稣牺牲在十字架上为我们，然后他又把圣灵给我们，不断日夜的在我们身上来工作。
To fulfill those divine plans, and He needs you to do your part.
要实现神在你身上的计划，他需要你的一部分，他需要你。来跟从他。
May God bless you each. Amen.
愿神祝福大家。阿门。
三百三十天的圣诞节以前，我们唱的福音是三百三十一，他外国人一样。We sing his concert turn 331，比较慢一点。我来回答。
Thank you.